Canned Classics.
You are about to enter a world full of multiple possibilities. A world where tangents and tunnels take you to a level you cannot comprehend until you turn off your thoughts and close your eyes. You are now in the dark.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and people of questionable genders. This is the In the Dark
Boobies Show.
Anyway,
but that way.
That's
what she said.
So said Fred. Yeah, if you get that joke, well done. So, what have you guys been spending your time on recently?
Sofa.
I sat in the sun because it's lovely weather outside. I like the temperature, and it seems like, you know, all people, they're getting nicer when the weather gets better.
They smile
and they laugh. Oh, we have some fun times and stuff.
It's because this is my hypothesis. Happiness is solar powered. Think about it. It's like Yama said, people are happy when it's sunny, and when it's miserable, people are upset. So yeah, Robin glasses. So how much are they? Well, I'm still trying to process. So they look, so they're like an ordinary pair of glasses, but they have something to do with Google searches.
Kind of. It tells you a history of what you're looking at. Curtains. Okay, so they were invented by Mr. Curtin in 1841 after it was a bit cold and he decided to put it on, but it was originally supposed to be shorts, but a girl put a skirt on.
Would they have facial expressions as well then? Because Robin is well known for his facial expressions.
Yeah, it would adapt the face.
You can read his mind then with the glasses.
It would adapt the face's muscles to connect with what was going on inside.
I swear, if I can learn how to master these expressions, then I would win an Oscar.
You could be the best actor in the world. Yeah.
Actually, why not? If you're filming a movie and if you want someone to act in it, I'm not guaranteed, you know, a star performance, but hey, your lines would be read.
Internet prostitute.
What's fair enough?
I'm gonna count how many times you say that today at the end of it.
Oh, the fair enough count.
Yeah, we should do a fair enough count. Yeah, if you can, don't change how many times you say it, Robin. All we should do is put it out there for our listeners. If you can guess how many times Robin has said fair enough during the show, then we'll mention you next week.
You do know I will change my entire vocal pattern now.
Don't forget fair play.
Oh, fair play as well. It counts as fair. Every time it says fair.
Am I allowed to say anything at all now without being counted?
Well, yeah, no, you said that. That's not going to get counted.
So if you get it correct, are they going to win some fabulous prizes?
No, they get mentioned and I don't know. What else could we do? We could put them as listener of the week on the website that we've got now.
We can send them a picture of the count of Sesame Street.
What is the website, by the way?
Oh, our website is radioshockmedia.co.uk/ITD.
Yes, that's the official homepage of the In the Dark podcast and the In the Dark radio show. It also got very lovely pictures of me, Johnny, and Robbie.
Robbie, who's Robbie?
I don't know.
You forgot my name.
It, you know, rolled off the
first time I met you, you said I was Swedish, which was perfectly all right because I don't mind. But you said I was Scandinavian, which
it was like you were from everywhere.
I didn't mind. It was all right because, you know, I'm northwestern European average guy, and now I am this guy called Robbie. Well, thank you, Jessica, for that.
Welcome. Do you know what really confused me when I first met you? It's just, I didn't recognise the accent. It's like you said, you haven't really got a Dutch accent per se. You said you've more got a Hague one, and I never heard a Hague accent before. And for some reason, I thought, I don't know, I thought Scandinavian.
Well, this guy must be Scandinavian.
So, guys, do you have anything to talk about?
Was that a jingle? Sorry, was that a jingle?
I don't know. I decided to go with it.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's go with that then.
Oh, I just want to sort of notice something. This note thing. I was talking to Yabba the other day. Oh, fuck, Johnny.
What did they put in your milk or in your tea?
I think this is simply what happened is I'm sober, so hence I'm making mistakes. No, I was talking to Johnny last night over Facebook and all that nonsense.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
And,
I remember.
Oh, God, what were we talking about? And, yeah, we were talking about, you know, the closing line of the podcast, which is...
Well, you came up with Have a Week.
Right, it turns out I may have accidentally stole it from someone else.
From your favourite podcast?
I know, that's the joke for my favourite podcast.
He accidentally stole something accidentally. From his favourite podcast. You know what? Why don't we do something called John Keats of Food? Because that's what they do on Peacock and Gamble. Let's go and do that one. Sorry, carry on, Robin. I look at the telly as in to say you're on that.
It's just a blue screen on the telly.
I do apologise to Kevin Smith, who's probably at this point going, who the fuck is this guy?
Well, you know that our podcast is not on iTunes yet, so...
Yeah. He won't get angry until it's on there.
Fair enough. No, look.
That's one.
Oh, fuck you. Well, while on the topic of Kevin Smith, I was watching Red State the other day. Funny, got it on DVD. And I'll say one thing. Damn good film. Michael Parks. I think it's Michael Parks or Martin Parks. Oh, I can't remember his name now. Hold on, Google to the rescue. He was in Dusk to Dawn. It didn't get very highly reviewed, and I think the reason why is because it's not your traditional film.
What, do they have, do they do it all backwards naked?
No. Oh. It's just most films have a three-act structure, and it's like one genre. But this, I guess this was sort of a mashup. It was sort of a horror. At one point, it was sort of an action thriller. Can't wait. If you like Kevin Smith movies, you're going to like this one. Michael Parks.
Michael Parkinson.
That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, no. Probably that he would forget everything. Or is it Alzheimer?
Who's that?
Oh, Parkinson is with your hands, right? Your hands?
Yeah.
I was thinking about
Parkinson.
I always mess up with those two. Parkinson and Alzheimer.
Yeah, Parkinson's is shaky
Parkinson's,
disease.
Yeah.
And Alzheimer's is
so that you forget things.
Is that you? Is your brain degenerate?
Yeah, and you go back. Apparently, you go back to when you're a baby.
Not quite.
It's different times.
No, it is. It's a process.
No, Michael Parks.
Kinson.
Fantastic performance. And it's sort of, it's based upon what if a family like, you guys were heard of the Westboro Baptist Church?
No.
No, is that the one in America where everyone marries everyone and talk like three times or something?
Oh, that's,
No, it's people who protest people's funerals. You know, God hate fags, those people.
Sorry, they protest at people's funerals?
Yeah.
When God hates fags because he doesn't like smoking.
My God.
Yeah, well, that means something else in America, but yeah.
Are
a group of, I can only describe it as quite vile people, who goes around protesting people's funerals to spread this message that everyone's going to go to hell. And it's very fire and brimstone sort of mentality. Because I give Smith credit in this. He made this reference in the film and said, you know, these people are kind of based upon that family, but this is the idea. What if this family went even more crazy to the right? It was that based upon that principle where they got guns, they started going out and killing people. And it's based on a horror film like that. A group of lads thought they were going to end up in some sort of erotic adventure with a woman they found on the internet. Turns out to be a trap. They got taken to the church and systematically executed. The government turns up and end up in one massive gunfight. And you know, I probably have done no justice to the plot by describing it, but it is such a good film. Robin's Film Review of the Week. And before anyone else complain, yes, that nick's from Harry Hill. Deal with it.
Should we just nick everything from
yeah,
something
today?
Yeah,
I think that's
today?
Why we devolved at this point. Just steal everything. Let's see how much we can steal until we get sued.
You have not permission to die. The fire shall rise. You're willing to take it in the rusty wagon wheel.
We saw The Dark Knight Rises the other week.
Oh my
last
God.
Week, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil anything for it. There's no spoilers here now, but
no spoilers.
I watched the someone actually filmed the ending of the film, the last 2 minutes or so. They uploaded it on YouTube, and people were discussing the end of the film. Really,
you know, I can understand putting out your own spoiler film, but make it very clear. You know, this is spoilers. You know, if you don't want to see it, don't view it.
Mm.
Yeah, but you know. People were discussing that, well, no, it's ending like this, and no, Nolan means this, and no, he does this, and blah de blah de blah. I wanted to quote something, I wanted to do a very bad quote, I wanted to say, why so serious? But, which is from The Dark Knight, by the way. Why would you mind that it's, you know, that people have other opinions about something, you know?
Because people are moronic. And to be honest, in the end of the day, it's very simple ended, and it works well, if you ask me.
Yeah, basically, if you, I know we're not spoiling anything, but what's the guy's name again? Harold. I can't even remember his name now.
Oh, Alfred.
Alfred, that's it.
Basically, Harold.
I don't know why Harold. Basically, what happens, right? I'm not going to spoil it, but Harold.
Alfred.
It doesn't matter. Alfred, he gets Batman, finds his cave. Well, he knows where his cave is anyway. And basically, the ending is that they have a bum fuck.
You have just
what
enraged
Batman did
nerds
you see?
Across the world.
Huh?
Did you have your 3D glasses on?
Yeah, I did. You could see his dick in 3D. It popped out the screen. Very gross.
And of course...
was it filmed by Alfred Hitchcock?
Morgan Freeman came out with...
Yeah. Harold Hitchcock.
My God.
God. We are so going to be murdered in our sleeps now for doing that.
Well, you all know that I am going to outshine one of you.
Yes.
Nobody should trust me more, Sophia. I've got this reckoning.
Oh, yes. Me, I can do like this. Let the games begin. The plan. The fire shall rise. I will like 2 sausages, a bag of chips, and a hot toy sauce. Bring me the girl, yes.
There's a storm coming, Mr. Wayne.
Did you hear about Plan B in his t-shirt? This is from The Eye. The rapper and singer Plan B apologized for wearing a t-shirt emblazoned with the name of a neo-Nazi skinhead band. The shirt he wore in a photoshoot for Shortlist magazine showed graffiti of the 1970s Lancashire rock band Screwdriver. The minute I found out what the words meant, I was angry with myself, he said.
Do you want a lolly, Alma?
That sounds a bit dodgy, actually.
I've got lollies.
At this moment, do you want to... Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, I'll be back in a second and get a lolly.
Lollipop, 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 lollipop.
Lollipop.
Is there a frozen lollipop? Do you have frozen lollipops?
I've got lollies.
They're called ice lollies.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's. Sorry, I was just going to eat my lolly.
No, it's okay.
My ice lolly. I was looking at Johnny.
So, you guys got any news then? You guys got any news then?
I've got a lot.
Oh, Johnny.
Okay, I've got something for us to think about, but I just wanted to mention how crap I thought Channel 5 was.
This is Channel 5, a TV station in the UK.
Yeah, not Channel 5. No, that Channel 6 off the Turtles.
Not Channel 5 or Family Guy. Never mind.
What was it on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Was it like... No, it's Channel 6 news, wasn't it? April O'Neil worked for Channel 6. Or was it Channel 5? I was watching the Eddie Stobart program today. Have you seen that?
Oh, God, no.
if anybody
just like my dad.
If anybody doesn't know what the Eddie Stobart program is, they make a big deal about everyday truck drivers and make it like mega intense, right? So like, say if a guy's got...
Maybe make it interesting to watch.
No, make it intense. Mm. Like say the guy is like 10 minutes late for his delivery. This tense voiceover will go, Stephen is 10 minutes late for his delivery. If he doesn't get there in 2 minutes, it's going to get closed down.
It's like an episode of 24. You got the little ticker in the corner of the screen. It's like, oh man, we got to get this shipment done. Oh, it's going to have to be returned.
I'm like,
the world will
If John won't get his dinner in 5 minutes, he won't be in time for his next delivery.
I watched Big Brother after it. I don't watch Big Brother anymore anyway. But they had Big Brother on. I watched it a couple of weeks ago. And it feels like nobody's left the house, or they have left, but more new people have come in. This girl had to dress up as a clown and catch stuff in her boobs. They were good boobs. I'm not going to get that wrong. But it was just...
We're not sexist. Don't say we're sexist.
But
I'm so terrified that one person's going to go... these guys are really sexist. I'm going to send a really angry blog post to everyone around there so everyone can send them death threats.
It's a compliment, because she had them hanging out anyway. So what I figured is that Channel 5 is it's gone like, because they own a newspaper, don't they? Well, they don't own a newspaper. Newspaper owner owns, I think it's Daily Star.
Oh, let's bet.
That's so a tabloid,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, tabloid.
A tabloid newspaper.
It's like tabloid television. It's Channel 5 now. I was having a look at their schedule. I look at that and it's cool because there's lots of kids programs in the morning. I like watching them. And then there's...
We're not surprised.
Oh, you've got the right stuff afterwards, which is not so bad either. That's the only decent program on Channel 5, I think.
I used to like it, but I think it went downhill.
And then the Eddie Stobart thing. Everything is Channel Reject. They've got Home and Away, Neighbours, Big Brother, and they've got like all these American shows, right? So what I was thinking is for one time only on the podcast, we bring back TV show pitch for Channel 5.
Johnny?
Yeah?
You are a genius. Now, if you don't know what TV show pitch is, it's a game that we played on our radio show back on Tone Radio. We have been pimped out to the TV channels to come up with new shows for them. And that's what it was. We had to pitch a new idea for a show.
What we should do is that people should vote who wins.
Send your vote. Send it with a message saying which one you like the best and why to our email address, which is...
itd@radioshockmedia.co.uk.
So TV show pitch will be coming later on in the podcast.
Yeah.
This is my idea. I'm pitching for Channel
5. This is the end of that podcast. And as you can see, we're having some technical difficulties at the moment. Okay, do you want a rundown of stuff that I saw online?
Yes, sure, go ahead.
Okay, this is what happened. A policeman had a dance at the torch relays for the Olympics. A girl gave her teddy to a sloth to save its life. In China, they made a hotel out of transport containers. A girl made clothes out of a sackcloth, and a robot makes noodles.
Did you hear about this bear in a shopping centre?
A bear in a shopping centre.
Panicked, this is from the BBC News app. Panicked shoppers fled a US retail park when a disorientated bear wandered into a department store and ran up and down the aisles. It has emerged. A female black bear had apparently made its way into the Pittsburgh Mail Centre through automatic doors.
Did it enter through the automatic doors?
It did.
I was just going by the bear thing again, entering...
Oh yeah, that's a reference to our radio show.
Yeah, this is what surprised me. Polar bear porn.
This is what surprised me. It darted past several people. They didn't even know it was a bear. Shopper Matt Marchnick told local media.
Did they think it was like a pretend one?
Yeah, they thought it was someone dressed up in a bear costume.
Oh, come on. You can tell the difference between someone dressed up in a bear costume and an actual fucking bear.
It depends if you're expecting it or not, I guess. It depends what environment you're in, doesn't it? I mean, if you was walking down a road somewhere and you all of a sudden saw a bear, then you'd think it was fake, wouldn't you? Because why would a bear be here?
Bitch, I'm always expecting to see a bear on the road.
Why?
I walk down the street and I keep expecting bears to jump out. Like fucking ninjas.
Is that how your life is? You're
constantly scared of bears, yeah. Funny, on a side note, I only learned this a few days ago, but apparently in the gay community, there is some people, and I'm not making this up, and the idea is that very big guys and very, very hairy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beards, hair.
Well, you don't see any bald bears, do you?
Yeah, and the idea is that these guys called cubs or twinks.
Yeah.
And these are, you know, these are like sort of movie star good looking guys. And these cubs want to fuck these bears.
And do you know how they know? Do you know how they know how they do? Do you know how they know whether they want to fuck or not?
Because I imagine they go up to them going, hey, do you want to fuck?
No.
I don't know. They flirt.
I know how they do it.
Oh, God. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is Johnny Robinson on The Mating of the Homosexuals. Christ, that sounds like a really bad title.
The Handkerchief Code.
The Handkerchief Code.
Yes.
This sounds like this is coming from personal experience.
The Handkerchief Code. No, I bumped into it by accident one day on the internet, right?
Okay. By accident? Were you on chat roulette?
No, actually.
No, I'm not saying that the people are on chat roulette. No.
My brother was on that again.
What were you searching for?
I might have heard about the Handkerchief Code and then typed it into Wikipedia.
Okay.
Because I thought it was funny.
Is it like those, you know, you have these Google adverts on YouTube?
Right.
Every time when I'm at uni, and I'm I wasn't logged into my own account. I get mature dating websites with these old these old ladies.
Yeah.
Why? I don't want you. Go me, away.
Me and my uncle.
Move.
Me and my uncle Tom. When he comes around, when he comes around to my uncle Bob's, and I stay there, we'll put it on like the final, like near the end channels on Sky that you can get for free, and just watch the Babe Station and stuff like that. And then like sometimes we'll be switching it over, and then you'll bump into like oldies TV or something, and it'll have like some old woman flapping her boobs out.
It's not like that. No, they are dressed up. It's just mature dating. And it was even when I was watching, it was a normal YouTube video I watched. Completely normal. I think it was a trailer or something. Maybe the trailer for The Dark Knight Rises. Why would people who watch The Dark Knight Rises trailer want to get involved in mature dating?
Was it like a thing on there? Is it find local mature women in your area?
It's on the right. Those adverts they have on the right.
Oh, right. Okay. They have it on
the
telly.
With one of these images.
They have it on the telly on like Channel 5 and stuff at after 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talk to Susan. She's 58 from some place up north. Let's find out more about her now. Call in 8441.
Because we are fairly young. Oh. But again, some people are into that. And plus also, there might be older people also watching it.
Yeah, that's
all right.
At the
end of the day, just fuck whoever you want to fuck.
Yeah, that's all right.
Except they want it as well. I've got to change that, actually.
This is your overage.
Yeah, but, yeah, fuck who you ever want to fuck. But make they want to do it well. There we go. There's my cameo.
Okay.
Don't rape people.
Right, this is what it is. Like, it's called the handkerchief.
The handkerchief code.
The handkerchief
grand
code.
Reveal. What is it? Is it going to be...
I know this, yeah. I know this.
Yeah.
I see the picture
okay.
now.
As soon as you know... Okay, the handkerchief code, this is off Wikipedia, is also known as the hanky code. Or the bandana code and flagging. Okay, it's a color-coded system employed usually among gay males, casual sex seekers, or BDSM practitioners in the leather subculture in the United States, Canada, and Europe. Oh yeah, and it indicates their preferred sexual fetishes and what kind of sex they are looking for.
You know, I kind of like this.
Oh, and also whether they are dominant or not dominant.
So they've got special colours. That's actually a good idea, that they have special colours yeah. too.
You know exactly what you're going to get. I think this is genius, because, you know...
If girls could do this...
You know, you could be reading some real hardcore submission shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't really want a relationship. You just want to have casual sex with someone. And, you know, it's a bit... You know, it's awkward enough trying to flirt with someone and get them back to the bedroom, but go even further saying... Yeah, I want to tie you up upside down and fuck you that way. That is even worse. So if you have a sort of color-coded system where she knows what you want, he knows what you want, or, you know, vice versa, or whatever gender you prefer, if everyone knows what they're going to get straight off, you know, fine, I'm cool with this.
That would be well cool if you were nightclubbing or something, or going out to the pub, and then you instantly knew... Even like what a girl wanted by the t-shirt she was having on, or like maybe if
this
she had
this is a brilliant
hanky.
Idea.
I don't think so much t-shirt. The handkerchief stuff is a bit subtle, but
you would
the
just,
t-shirt.
You would just sell hand knives in clubs.
Yeah.
In different colours.
They just sell
all,
them.
All t-shirts in different colours.
Yeah.
Only problem is, I can imagine, the only problem I can foresee with this problem is that some people will wear something like that unintentionally.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just going to get a lot of crap and unnecessary attention from it.
Yeah.
And also, I can imagine someone using the excuse, it's not rape because she clearly wanted it by wearing that handkerchief or like that. And I think the sad thing is, some moron's going to make that argument.
Yeah.
And that's the only downfall I can see of this. But apart from that, it's bloody genius.
Usually in the back pocket.
Oh, there is, sorry, there is no universally... understood color code,
because I got really interested in what they meant, so I might have. Oh, there it is.
Do you really want to read this out?
I will.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, let's educate the audience.
Let's go from the bottom.
Educative podcast.
Yeah, this is hard hitting shit. You need to know this shit, people, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay,
you need to know this.
Let's go from the bottom.
Okay,
shall
I say the color and you can say what it is?
Okay, yeah.
Black.
S&M.
Red.
Fisting.
What? I was not expecting that one. Okay, go ahead.
Dark blue.
anal sex.
Light blue.
Oral sex.
Yellow.
Water sports. You know what that's about, don't you?
Can I
champagne
just point
shower.
I'm oh, sorry, go on, explain water sports, and then I'm going to say my comment.
That's pissing and stuff.
Okay.
Ah,
fair enough.
Yeah.
I just got this beautiful image of a lot of guys in the club all wearing dark blue. And these straight guys are like, yeah, I'm going to get myself some ass today. And all the girls are not wearing it.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing about it. It's serious. Okay.
Okay.
He's serious now. Brown.
Scat. Do you know what that is, by the way?
I know no. Scat Man, the song.
No. Scat is shit.
Oh, that's why it's brown.
Yeah. That's why yellow...
Sorry, I didn't mean to make a joke. That was a serious... Yeah.
That's why yellow is water sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Green.
Hustler / prostitution.
Orange.
Anything, anywhere, anytime, but not necessarily anyone.
Purple.
Into piercing.
Grey.
Bondage. I suppose grey makes sense as well, doesn't it? If you've got handcuffs.
They are sort of grey, silver. Cool. Yeah. That makes sense.
Can I just point out, about the one about the about piercings?
Yeah.
Surely that should be obvious by the fact you're trying to get yourself laid with a guy who has fucking piercings the other way around.
I'm pretty sure I saw another thing somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think you need... this is education and it's edgy at the same time, kids. This is amazing.
Okay, the other ones, there's other meanings as well. It's like what side you wear it on as well.
You know that Google knows what you click.
Yeah.
Google is always watching.
That's fine.
But that's all right. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Google is watching. I think you have a picture of Big Brother. Because if we're going to implement this program for, you know, the entire community as a whole, for mm-hmm. everyone, you know, I think we have to come up with an idea of separating, you know, for the guys who want to wear dark blue, do you want to be given or receiving to a different gender?
Well, if you wear it on the left,
it means
you're dominant, so you're on top.
Okay, so you're giving it then rather receiving.
No, we did mustard.
And then on the right side, it means you're at the bottom, so you're taking it. Okay, mustard is food fetish.
That never made sense to me.
Robin's egg blue.
Oh, God. So there's one about me now, is there?
And that is S&M as well.
That can't make sense.
Olive drab.
Which is uniform or military.
Then there was white.
Recruiting a virgin.
A white lace.
Gothic romance. I'm pretty sure like the one I saw was, oh my God, is this an actual whole thing?
It is.
Okay, for listeners, we've stumbled across the really gay slang dictionary.
Are we going to put this in the podcast? Are we going to put this in the podcast?
This is interesting to know.
Okay, let's go through it.
I know it
I
is.
I want to hear this.
Okay, there is a long. Okay, pick a letter.
D.
Okay, D. Pick a number between 1 and 20.
15.
Dark star.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you think a dark star is?
Well, I would imagine it would be, as a good friend of mine used to call it, the rusty ragging wheel.
What is that?
The dirty sheriff badge. The brown eye. Back in a second.
I'd say that was about right.
I know this shit, guys.
What did you say? Sorry, you said the rusty eye.
The brown eye.
Okay, pick a number after 15.
I was right then.
Yeah,
we are talking about the...
Oh, what is Dear John?
Dear John?
Yeah.
It's a letter terminating a relationship. There is a whole website.
www.odps.org.
So yeah, if you want to have a look at your own gay slang, you can do so at that link. Remember, In the Dark is not responsible for your computer fucking up because some idiot put a virus on there.
Oh my fuck! Oh wow, this is cool. Online Dictionary of Playground Slang, okay? And you go on that and it says all dictionaries, buzzwords, Dictionary of the Playground Slang, Gay Slang Dictionary, Ghastly Games. It's got like loads of different dictionaries on it.
Go and dictionary your heart content.
Rice pudding, semen or any fluid, secreted at orgasm.
I think we need to claim that one for straight people. How the hell do we get onto this conversation to begin with?
Well,
I can't remember now.
Yeah. Oh, we were talking about bears.
About you were talking about handkerchiefs.
I do find it's quite endearing that there's some really good looking people who want to share the one-eyed milkman with with some people who, let's be honest, who are not traditionally what we call attractive. I think that's quite endearing, and you know, good for you guys.
Thumbs up.
People across all genders.
Tom Smith
was born male, and I think he's still male.
Early in the podcast, we talked about our new game, what we sort of resurrected from our old radio show back on Tone Radio, which is
TV show pitch.
This is a game where we pitched two ideas for TV shows that's never been done before, and this time it's for Channel 5.
I like your voiceover voice.
Yes, it's
get your voiceover style, because I'm doing
Bodo Branson Pickles, the best pickles in all of Cheltenham. Buy them, they're yummy. I feel like I could sell shit in this voice.
Sell shit then, go on, do it now.
Shit, it's brilliant. You can throw it at buildings and it stinks.
About shit, I watched American Pie The Naked Mile yesterday.
Okay.
I do regret, it was an ITV2.
Who wants to start off then?
This is what I've got. Four men, one truck, and a whole load of trash. Follow Channel 5's new show as we see how the bin men do their job. We also have a celebrity bin man taking the wheel for the trash challenge. Trash Trawlers, Wednesday, 5:45 on 5.
That wasn't bad at all. I can actually imagine that.
It's a bit like the Eddie Staybat thing, but it's rubbish instead. Which is just kind of how that is.
Yeah, do you want to go next then?
I've got the American Dad theme in my head now. Good morning, USA. I got a feeling that it's going to be a wonderful day.
Anyway, so yeah, Yama, your idea.
Yeah, so my idea was Lord of the Keys.
Lord of the Keys. Do explain.
What was that sound?
It sounded like a backwards fart, didn't it?
Yeah, like a fart. Yeah, anyway, Lord of the Keys. It's on Channel 5, because that's what the TV show pitch is about, the channel we are pitching for. It's basically people find out... I drank too much, I can't talk.
This is called Yama Takes His Time.
Yama Takes His Time segment.
Yeah, we had a drink at 2000 Trees the other day, and you were like that as well.
I had it, yeah.
Yeah.
In which the contestant has to find out how... This is just ridiculous, really. This is really unprofessional podcasting of my
side. It doesn't matter because it gets cut out anyway. it'd just be like...
Oh, we're not broadcasting
it. It'll be straight to the point.
You told me we were broadcasting.
Oh, right? No.
Oh. Oh, damn.
Oh, well, no.
No.
Okay, Lord of the Keys. This is the last time I saw it. Lord of the Keys for Channel 5, in which the contestant has to find out if he or she can open the lock of love, lock of love,
yep.
LOCK, or any other lock, the lock to find out how to prevail that Jehovah's Witnesses are keep knocking at your door. My problem is I couldn't think of any ideas, but the only thing I had was titles. So I had Lord of the Keys, I had The Ringing Phone, I had Olympic Spice Girl Contest, and I had The Lorry Liar.
The Lorry Liar?
The Lorry Liar. A lying lorry driver.
Oh, maybe the lorry driver could have £1 million in his truck.
Oh, yeah, I know something. And he has all of these lies, but some things he says are true, and some things he says are lies.
You got it wrong. He's a lorry driver.
This is my idea. Stop it, Robin. This is my TV show pitch. Stop it right now.
It's like this video. He travels out of the country.
No, sorry, Robin. We're going to put down your... We're
going to put down...
This is my idea. I'm pitching for Channel 5.
This is the In the Dark podcast, and as you can see, we're having some technical difficulties at the moment. So please stick with us, and we'll sort them out in a second.
So basically, it's the lorry liar. There is an amount of money in his truck, and he tells you lies, and he tells you things that are true, and you have to find out when he's lying to you or not, when he's telling the truth. And if you for every And so you get right, you get money, and he loses money, of course. You get money from his truck. And but if you lose, then you have to marry the lorry driver.
Dun, dun, dun!
I just found a link you guys might want to see. Found this on Twitter.
HTTPGayBum.com.
Yeah, I thought you really want to see it, you two. I mean, this is information you two need to know.
Hi, I'm Sean Corley.
Hello, Sean.
I just finished my hit series of Corley and the Mouse. But in the meantime, I like listening to a show called In the Dark, so listen up, you faggots. In the
what the fuck? Listen up, you faggots!
Do you actually think or believe that people would still listen to a podcast
if you said faggots?
If you've had said
yeah, I'm trying to get rid of the audience. I'm
after we've been going on about gay people, and
I know
that's just a complete opposite.
I'm just being a troll at this point. Okay, here's another go.
Listen up, you fucks. I am Sean fucking Connery, yes.
That's
Sean
worse.
Fucking Connery. And I'm listening to In the Dark. Three lads stalking no fucking claw. Yes, I used to be James Bond. And now I'm a wash-up. And I listen to In the Dark.
These came from Dan Ashford, so thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
In the Dark podcast was getting drunk on the behalf of Dan Ashford.
Yeah.
Dan, you're a real star.
And the 2000 Trees... festival that happened 2 weeks ago, but I haven't opened that wine, so.
So anyway, technically, you haven't stolen it yet.
Kind of, well, I've stolen things from her, haven't they?
Yeah.
And I ate them at the festival.
You can still return the bottle.
Yeah, I can.
Just throw it in the.
They had a lock in the night before.
It's not they're gonna miss the kind of counter bottles they have.
Well, no, there was bottles everywhere bottle. And like cans of Red Bull, like they'd been rescued from the floor, and the floor was obviously
mud.
Yeah, so if there's mud all over the floor, and they weren't gonna sell them anyway, and they were all scattered around everywhere, it was like no one's gonna have this. So. And what would have happened to it if it hadn't been taken? If I had not taken it? Next person anyway. Would have had it.
Yeah.
I also know a baby that used to look like Jabba the Hutt when it was born.
What?
A team of 18 police officers were sent to rescue a drowning woman from a Chinese river, only to discover that it was a sex doll.
Whoa. They must have been pissed.
Police in Shandong received a call reporting that a body had been seen floating in one of the province's rivers. 18 officers worked frantically for 40 minutes to rescue what looked like a lady in distress, reports RocketNews24.com.
Did it have a handkerchief on it?
Looking for floaters. Water games. There's a video of me somewhere playing with one of those dolls. We found one of those dolls at my Uncle Bob's house.
Sorry.
Me and Uncle Tom.
Did your uncle know that he had one of these dolls?
Did no. Uncle Bob carry a handkerchief?
It was a leftover doll.
It was, we found it in his bed. He hadn't used it. God. Someone else had planted it there to make it look like that he'd used it. And someone was just messing around with this doll. It's quite funny.
These mouths they have, they're just like...
Yeah, they have an awe mouth. But the thing is, what had happened...
that's just creepy.
What had happened... right, with this, what had happened with this doll that was left at my Uncle Bob's, right? The mouth had broken. So instead of going in, it was going out. So it looked like it had a big cock coming from it.
Did they have braces as well?
What, braces?
like they had fake teeth.
I think we're getting an insight into Yelmer's world.
Oh, yes.
No, it's not my world. Oh, I'm just there's asking.
There's a sex doll, but it has teeth problems. So it has to wear...
They want to make it as realistic as possible. I'm just asking you. I don't know anything about...
Well, it wasn't wearing glasses and having like long blonde hair, was it?
Hold on. Imagine this. We're walking... in the university, past a corridor, and then we see a girl with these massive braces. Then Yelmer looks at her, then start breathing heavy for 2 seconds, go, excuse me, lads. And he runs off to the toilet for 5 minutes.
Well, if she's got nice glasses, but...
what if she had, like... the depends what you call nice glasses.
You're not going to edit this in a dodgy way, are you?
No.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, so anyway.
That was the sex joke segment.
We need to record a video of us on Chat Roulette. We need to show your junk to the world.
Okay, which bit?
All of it.
Okay.
Whoa! Fuck this.
Yeah, I got the 10 most absurd lawsuits.
Okay.
Okay, number one. Man sues wife for being too ugly. Yeah, this is a story about this man who, him and his wife had a very ugly baby, but he couldn't understand how two very good-looking people like themselves could, you know, have a baby so hideous. Okay. So what he sued his wife for cheating on him, but she proved her fidelity because his wife showed him a picture of what she looked like before, very expensive facial plastic surgery. The man looked at her, you know, because she's very ugly, divorced her, and sued her for deception.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how much he won?
No.
$120,000.
So she was genetically ugly?
Yes, she was originally ugly, and then some surgeon fixed her up. Yeah.
So it's weird, actually, how babies look, because my sister's just had a baby.
Yeah, that's a great conversation starter. Have you ever noticed how babies look weird? I mean, they look all small. It's pretty ugly. No, okay. They are weird, aren't they?
I've got a case for this, right? First off, okay,
he's got evidence. He's got evidence, lads. Listen to this.
My sister's baby, right, looks a bit like her. My daughter, Ruby, I don't know who she looks like. It's very, I can't really put my finger on that one. And I also know a baby that used to look like Jabba the Hutt when it was born.
What?
Anyway, so number two of the most absurd lawsuits ever. Man sues Michael Jordan because he looks like Michael Jordan. A man in Oregon in 2006 had a unique problem where people constantly told him he looked like the basketball star Michael Jordan.
Right.
Except this guy saw it a bit differently. He thought that Michael Jordan looked like it. Naturally, he decided to sue Jordan and Nike for $832 million for his emotional pain and suffering.
Well, that's realistic.
Did he get it?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Well, I guess not.
What was the thing called again?
Number three, student sues teacher for waking him up in class. A 15-year-old guy fell asleep in class in 2008, and his teacher woke him up by slapping a hand out of the desk. This guy alleged that when the teacher woke him from his slumber, she woke too aggressively, and he suffers very severe injuries to his left eardrum. Not much is known wherever he received proper compensation for his suffering. Number four, man sues dry cleaners for losing his pants. In 2007, a bloke dropped his pair of pants he wanted dry cleaned at a custom cleaners near Washington, D.C. When he went back to pick them up, the owner told him that his pants had been lost. The person sued him for $54 million for mental suffering, inconvenience, and discomfort. Number five, man sues Pepsi for not giving him a jet in exchange for Pepsi points.
Oh, is that when you have enough, like, ring caps, whatever it is?
Probably. 1996. Pepsi had a commercial that encouraged people to drink soda so they could collect points to trade them in for merchandise. A bloke wanted a Harrier jet. The commercial said it was worth 7 million points. So he's bought points from the PepsiCo for 10 cents each, and he mailed a check for, oh, fucking hell, a lot of money. to the company. Pepsi wasn't prepared to give Leonard the bloke the jet, so he sued for breach of contract, fraud, and misleading advertising.
Did he get the jet?
You know, it doesn't say.
I could say that there is a fair reason for him to sue Pepsi.
Yeah. What you should do is tell us those before you give us a description, right? And then we'll judge whether it was fair or not.
Okay, number six. Kids sue school for an A+.
No.
I'd say no as well.
This guy got an A+ during a work experience class he took at his mum's legal office in 2003. But the school put an A on his transcripts because he didn't give out A+. This guy worried that the A would prevent him from being vindicated, you know, so he could... Oh, fuck. You know, it's some word I can't pronounce. So he sued the Memphis Community School District for $25,000. He also demanded an A+ for a retraining order against the class rank. Woman sues Google Maps for bad direction.
I would say no.
Yeah, you can't really judge.
That wouldn't make any sense.
You can't really trust Google.
You can read a map as well.
For that.
You should have bought a map.
Yeah.
Okay, in 2010, on a walk, this woman, Google Maps told her to go half a mile down Deer Valley Drive in Park City, Utah, even though there was no sidewalks, as it was a highway. Lauren kept walking until she was struck by a car. She sued Google for $100,000 for the directions being unreasonable and unsafe.
I'm almost wondering how they come to those amounts of money, really.
Mm.
Yeah,
they just grab it out of the sky.
Yeah.
That sounds like
$100,000.
Yeah. Oh, well, I broke my leg. My leg's probably worth about $40,000. Yeah. Did you say that? Yeah, $40,000 for my leg. If they wanted to purchase my leg, that's how much it would cost.
Number eight. Senator sues God of a natural disaster.
Wow, that's kind of an impossible situation. So I'd say no on that one.
Nebraska senator sued God in 2007 for too many natural disasters. He asked for a permanent injunction ordering the defendant God to cease certain harmful activities and making of terroristic threats. Emily sued that the harmful activities as fearsome floods, enormous earthquakes, horrendous hurricanes, terrifying tornadoes, and pestilent plagues.
Yeah, that's just a joke one. It's no good. Like that's a yeah, but like people will do that on purpose because they know they can't sue God, so they think, what's the most stupidest thing I can do? I know, I'll sue God.
No, let's put it this way. You get a lot of religious people saying that God caused the earthquake in Japan, that God did this, God did that, and it's because he hates everyone's lifestyle. So what we should do, we should take God, sue him in court, and because, you know, and the fact is, God is represented on this earth by his representatives. And what we could do, we can sue the Catholic Church.
Suing the Catholic Church is different than suing God, though.
No, yeah. The Catholic Church, no, the Pope claims
they
to represent God.
God on
He's
earth.
Supposed to be God's represented on this earth. We could sue the bastard.
Okay, but if the Catholic Church actually did something like...
I think the thing is actually as well, he's on... I think I've had this during history classes. Oh, and that was my marker in a beer glass. No, that he's actually on... The Vatican is on holy ground. It's on a hill. What they call the... And he's...
Holy
he's
hill.
Got his... This, you know, that the Pope got his seat in the Vatican, and it's a holy seat as well.
Okay.
When he sits in the seat and he says something, his will is God's will.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. Number nine, man sues library for his dog's dignity.
Okay.
In November 2000, a man and his dog went to a library in California. And an altercation broke out between his dogs and the library's resident cat. Naturally, the cat won, and the man sued for $1.5 million.
Oh, my God.
He filed not because of the little kitten beat up his 50-pound Labrador mix, but because of the emotional trauma he suffered by seeing the altercation. The case was thrown out. A resident cat, dogs visiting libraries, sometimes it's best just to leave our pets at home. Gonna agree more. Number 10.
Oh, and just for special, by the way, just for special on number 10, I'm gonna do this, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, carry on.
Number 10. Man sues NBC for being too gross.
I'd say I was... Because we have to judge this, don't forget. But yes, I think that would be allowed because I've seen stuff on the telly before that I didn't necessarily want to see.
Well... I can understand it in a way. If you don't want to watch anything, you can switch channels.
Yeah, I guess.
You probably could.
Turn off your telly.
If you don't like this podcast, you can stop listening to this podcast.
Exactly, that's just how it works. If you don't like...
Although, don't stop listening to the podcast. Don't stop listening to the podcast.
Keep listening. Sometimes, you know, when people say, well, I don't like that DJ or presenter or that show, well, you don't have to listen to it.
No, you can just switch it over.
That's how easy it is. That's how easy life is. Yeah.
Because people say, oh, but they're not Chris Miles is a fucking dickhead.
It's not like we're obliged to listen to Radio 1.
Yeah.
We're not living in a communist regime.
Okay, so this guy hoped that NBC would pay him $2.5 million in 2005 for making him vomit.
This guy, he claimed he watched several contestants eat rats during an episode of Fear Factor.
Fear Factor. That sounds like some sort of like Margaret Thatcher like problem program.
Oh, fair enough. He said that it is degrading to the participants and the viewers. He alleged that after watching the stunt, he was so grossed out that he crashed into the doorway to his room and suffocated. What? Injury and great pain. That was number 10.
Hold on, wait a second. There is always a coming up on those shows.
Yeah.
You know what's coming up.
He's lost his talking. It's run out of the room.
Yeah, no. You know, I would say, you know, even though he might be right, he isn't right.
He may be right, but he's not right. That makes sense.
Light entertainment
news with Yelma. Yeah, well, Santa Clauses from all over the world took part in the traditional bath at Bellevue Beach on the northern outskirts of Copenhagen, Denmark yesterday. The bath marks the beginning of the annual World Santa Claus Congress, which runs for 3 days every summer. The Santas gather to spread pre-Christmas cheer, have fun, and socialize with their peers.
Ah, yeah, this is Scottish Santa here.
Hello? Hi, this is Australian Santa here.
Hello, this is Jack Santa from Tampa Bay, Florida.
Hi there.
I'm doing great. I was just wondering, are you going to the what's the name of this thing? Oh, the World Santa Claus Congress tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow was last week in my country, so yeah.
Yeah.
I've been.
Oh, that's gonna be great then. That's awesome. I thought we had a Scottish Santa Claus on the line as well, or is it just the two of us?
All right, mate.
Hang on
a minute. I'm going to put another dingo on the Barbie. Hang on.
You're going to put a dingo on your Barbie?
Oh, who the fuck are you?
Well, I am Chuck Santa from Tampa Bay, Florida. I've got my own radio show on WCUNT Radio, which is...
I'm Sean Santa from Scotland.
Sean Santa. How are you doing then, guy?
I'm doing fine, thank you, yes.
Is it Sean with S-E-A-N or is it S-H-A-W-N?
Whatever you think.
Or is it S-H-O-R-N-E?
Oh, God. Is this a joke? Just debating the spell of Sean.
Hello?
It sounds like it.
Hi, who's this guy from... I think there's this guy from England. What are you doing on the line, sir?
Do you know, he's kind of sounding like Brian off of Family Guy now.
Who, this guy from,
I can't do Brian.
I can't do, do Peter either. So Brian, look at it.
I can just about do this voice. Peter! Even this sounds really bad. He was Andy Dufresne. First time I saw him walking to Shawshank, I didn't think much of him.
Where have we gone?
I knew instantly that he would be butt-raped in the closet. Repeatedly by the other inmates.
Oh, my fuck. Where have we gone? I can do Stewie.
Stewie. Stewie, is it like...
Hello, Stewie. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian. Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, no.
So, yes, this has been the Dark Podcast for this week. I've been Robert Smith.
I've been Yelma Ladyfield.
And I'll still be Johnny Robinson after the podcast is finished.
You can get in contact with us through various ways and methods. For instance, my Twitter page, which is rockandroll_Robin.
Or you can email us itd@radioshockmedia.co.uk.
Or you can check out the website, which is radioshockmedia.co.uk/ITD.
Until next week, go fucking car... Oh, fuck.
Can't even get it right. Go on, do it again.
Go copy that fucking DM.
Say it again.
Carpe diem.
Go carpe that fucking DM.
It doesn't sound cool, does it? My what was the one that I said yesterday that you should say?
Go fuck a tree.
No.
Go fuck a tree.
No, it was make like a tree and fuck off. Oh, the other one I used to do was bye.
Have a week remembrance day.
Yeah, I didn't like that one, to be quite honest.
Why not?
I just never did. I don't know why.
Oh, that's horrible. You never told me that before.
You didn't like
it. To be honest, it didn't really matter.
Well, why did you say it then?
Because I thought we were being honest. I thought it was therapy session.
Let's just say bye.
Hold hands and kick goodbye. All
right, let's just say bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Fuck you.
You just told our listeners to fuck you. That is not fair.
Have a day, have a week, have a month, have a year. That's it, bugger. We're going with it. How are we? The wrong idea of this guy, by the way.
Sounds like you're singing Knob.
Yeah, this is Robin Smith saying goodnight, goodnight. No, that's our shit.
Parkinson.
Have you guys ever saw Jerry Springer?
Yes.
I typed in penis microphone and it's just come up with people who look like they've got penises for microphones.
Oh, whoa.
Is that Justin Bieber? That is wrong.
My God. He's actually Googling it.
What's he Googling?
Penis microphone.
Oh, goodness sake.
Google images.
I like that cat.
Fuck this. Whoa.
What the fuck was that?
Whoa.
Can what I just point that? Out, I'm only imagining what you're seeing right now. And I warn you, it makes you two look very, very gay.
My what the God. Fuck? What's that?
That is totally not real.
No. That can't
that doesn't
be,
help matters.
That can't
that
be
is
real.
Not real.
It has to be photoshopped.
Yeah, it's the microphone, and they've just... That is wrong! Oh,
I'm not
my
sure
God.
I'm excluded from the joke, or am I the joke?
I don't think you want to know the joke.
It's probably better for my sanity.
The fuck is that? My God! I can't even believe I typed this shit
there is
in.
Some funky stuff on Google.
Funky stuff?
So here we go to Robin's last thoughts. We had fun today. We talked about ridiculous lawsuits, complete morons, Santa's behaving bad, and of course, the beautiful world of handkerchief fucking. Good night, and keep everyone safe.
What? Keep everyone safe?
What does he say at the end? I can't remember.
It's a pretty offensive statement.
Keep everyone. Do you know what I think? I think
remember.
Keep everyone safe is completely fine because that sounds rubbish. It sounds just as good as have a day.
Fuck off.
Keep everyone safe.
From what?
Fuck yourself.
Keep everyone safe. From what?
From what?
I think you have ideas. Unless you guys can think of anything better.
Keep everyone safe.
The In The Dark podcast was directed by Robin Smith and Yelma Lelyveld. It was produced and edited by Johnny Robinson. The In The Dark podcast is a Radio Shock media production.